I think is a good segue to Deirdre Gilbert covering some human use maps that the Island Institute, which is a nonprofit here in Maine, has developed.
Hi, thanks, Matt. So you should be seeing on your screens now kind of a different sort of map than what Matt has been showing earlier. And as you said, these were created by the Island Institute in Rockland, Maine, and they were kind enough to let us share them with you today. And the reason that we were interested in doing that, like Matt was saying, is that there are some very real limitations on the information that's available through VMS. So the Island Institute has started this project, I believe, just this past spring of 2010 as part of some work they're doing with regard to coastal marine spatial planning. And obviously, it's very useful to have this information to inform this conversation. I just want to orient you to the map a little bit. This obviously shows a good section of the Maine coast. And what they've done, I know there's been some questions earlier about kind of the lines that were referenced in LD 1810 with regard to the 10 miles out and depth contours, and both of those are on this map as well. The groundfish closed areas that Matt was referencing that you could kind of see in the VMS are outlined here, and you can see that there is, as he said, some fishing activity that occurs in them, most notably lobster essentially occurs in those closed areas. So what the Island Institute had done was go out and actually interview folks in these communities about the fisheries that their communities participate in and where those fisheries are located. And they interviewed folks down in the Saco Camp Ellis region, up in Bar Harbor, and then in Port Clyde and Friendship area. Oh, can you run that part of the point?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. No, she just wanted me to point out those areas.
Oh, okay, I gotcha, yeah.
Okay, so just starting, backing up a little bit, down in Saco Camp Ellis, they interviewed three folks down there, about a dozen people in the Port Clyde Friendship area in Western Penobscot Bay, and then another three folks down in Bar Harbor. And it's written on the map, but an important disclaimer here is this map, as kind of complicated and full as it already is it just represents the information collected from those communities. So Vinyl Haven, Stonington, other important fishing communities between Port Clyde and Bar Harbor, they have not yet been mapped. So if there's blank space that you're looking at, it doesn't mean that there's no fishing activity. It's just that they haven't perhaps talked to the relevant community. And then the same thing goes with the Casco Bay area between Cundy's Harbor and Booth Bay. Communities like Cundy's Harbor and Booth Bay have not been mapped in the Casco Bay area.
Move on.
So I guess one last thing. This does show the species that this shows is lobster, eel barrel, shrimp, gillnet, and otter trawl. And it shows, as I said, where these communities are fishing and the fisheries that are occurring there. It doesn't show kind of intensity of use. It doesn't kind of reflect any information with regard to the number of active license holders that are using that area. I think as this project progresses, that is part of finer scale data that they would like to collect, perhaps in smaller areas, they might be able to show that kind of information. The other thing this doesn't show is any seasonality. It's another thing that they will be working on collecting. And that seasonality information might become particularly important in terms of conversations about the timing of installation of equipment. It just could inform those conversations. So this is, again, this is kind of all of the information on one map, as complicated as it gets, with the caveats that I said about communities that haven't been spoken with. The next map just kind of removes the information about the specific fisheries, and what this is really just showing is that the darkest areas, the darkest gray areas, are areas that have the greatest number of fisheries occurring in those areas. So it's overlap in terms of different fisheries. The ones that I explained in the last slide, which is lobster, shrimp, eel, otter trawl, and gillnet. Thanks.
I'm sorry, I missed the scale of this map. How far out does this go?
Well, Oh, maps, Matt is indicating the Hague line for your reference right now.
It pretty much encompasses the area that Matt showed outside of, you know, his 390 meters and acceptable winds at 10 miles offshore. That's not dissimilar to the southern boundary of this map.
Okay. So again, this particular configuration of the data is just meant to show intensity of different fisheries uses, overlap of different fisheries. Next slide. This map is just the lobstering activity from these communities, offshore lobstering. Again, the VMS data doesn't capture this information at all. The only way really to capture this information is by talking to fishermen and getting a sense of, from them directly as to where their communities, they themselves or their communities are fishing. And you can see even from the limited number of communities that have been mapped, there's extensive usage of this area by this fishery. This map is the eel, gillnet, and otter trawl without the lobster and the shrimp, just to show those a little bit more clearly. And the final one, this is the shrimp areas that were identified by those communities as important to their communities. As I said, my conversations with the Island Institute, this is a work in progress. They are speaking with other communities. They are trying to collect finer scale data with regard to seasonality and intensity of use as the project evolves. I'm sure we'll be talking with them about how that information might be used and how we can essentially engage those communities that are dependent on these areas in this conversation. And I think I'll turn it back to Matt unless anybody has any questions.